Girl, I cannot believe we are at episode 125. Here we go. So exciting. I just cannot even. I remember the day when this podcast was merely a dream. Today on the show, I'm sharing how you can batter the lie that you always have to be hustling. You always have to be going. I'm sharing with you a four-letter word today that's going to help you get clear, give yourself permission, and to find peace in the pause. Get out a pen and a notebook today, friend, because this one you're gonna wanna remember. Here we go. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. I don't know about you, but lately my world has been crazy. I have got boys in travel baseball. We are doing all of the things, not to mention how it is Cat in the Hat week or Read Across America or Spring Blooming Week, and don't forget Mismatched Socks Day. Like, there are so many things, let me tell you, that we are dealing with right now. It is such a blessing on so many levels, and I'm sure you can relate on many levels as well, but battling this belief that we always have to be going and doing. And for years, I believed if I relaxed, if I slowed down, if I took a break or I didn't exercise every single day, then I was lazy. My eating disorder wanted me constantly going, constantly doing, constantly accomplishing, and constantly controlling. And while today I can tell you I have been recovered for years now, I still find myself having to press pause, having to remind myself that it is okay to take a break. And so I thought for today's show, this would be the perfect topic because maybe you're finding yourself with spring approaching all around you and it gets you jittery. It gets you kind of excited. I know the flowers are blooming, the birds are chirping. I think actually my flowers in my garden are confused because some have come up and they're terrified. They kind of look like they want to go right back down into the ground. But anyways, I feel like spring is right around the corner. While I love that and I feel like we are right around the corner from a weather change here, I also feel that it gets us in a place of constant going. For me, I feel like I tend to hibernate a little bit in the wintertime because I don't like the cold very much and I prefer to just bunker down in my office and have some hot coffee and sit by the fire. But wherever you are in the world, you will go through seasons when you're in an eating disorder or when you have an unhealthy relationship with food where you are constantly going. And I glamorized the fact that if I was in constant motion, if I was constantly churning and doing, then I was burning calories. So much so that I would do random crunches in my house all hours of the day and even eat standing up. And if that's you, that's not to shame you. It's just to tell you how serious this gets, how much of an obsession it becomes. And if you're there, I totally see you there. Like I had convinced myself I was wrong. I was bad. I was a slacker. I was the worst person in the world if I sat, if I relaxed, if I took some time to just be. I believed I was actually better than my friends and family around me, and I told myself that I was just dedicated and they were lazy. Running on fumes made me have this false sense of power, of strength, as if I was in a never-ending marathon, all while consuming as little as I possibly could. Not only did this lead to exhaustion and even blacking out in my shower, but I also became more obsessive with exercise. I lost joy. I lost friends. And then the isolation really sunk in. Walking was pointless unless I could count the calories I burned. Going out to a movie might mean I'm going to be sitting too long, and God forbid there's popcorn. Reality was, I was not in any physical condition to run my body the way I was running it. And every day, it felt like an obligation. Sis, if that's your truth, I am here with you. I'm here to tell you there's a better way. I'm here to tell you that you can recover from obsessive exercise. You can recover from this false narrative in your mind on repeat, telling you that you're not allowed to have a break, that you're not allowed to relax. So during treatment, I was forced to stop all exercise. And when I say all exercise, I mean all exercise. I went from exercising every single day, multiple times a day, not to be triggering, but just sharing so that this could help you today, friend, if you're right where I was. And I had to stop all exercise while increasing my food intake. That was the scariest place I had ever been in my life. What a journey it was, though. It was such a journey. Day by day, I began to learn and appreciate today's four-letter word, rest. Sis, I gave myself permission to rest. And you have permission to rest. To rest actually means to refresh and experience relief from stress, from worries, and to recover strength. And isn't that what you actually need? Resting isn't just napping or laying around on the couch. It's anything that makes your nervous system feel safe and feel calm. Do you find it hard to rest? Do you make it mean something about you that is simply not true? Does the thought of giving yourself rest seem hard and next to impossible? How about taking a rest day and then a rest day after that? Our culture is filled with hustle and go, 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 and two-a-days and every-days. To rest is actually exactly what you need to heal. And I know that's counterintuitive of what you typically hear, but full recovery is going to require you to do something different. It's going to require you to step into the unknown and do it anyways. And rest is a big part of it. If you don't rest, you can't repair. If you don't rest, you can't restore. If you don't rest, you can't reflect. What if the reason why you're not granting yourself permission to rest isn't just because you feel like it makes you lazy? But what if you're actually afraid to sit with you? If you feel that that's true, I want you to know it was true for me. I was scared to death to sit with me. I didn't know who I was, much less like what would I say and what would I be thinking about. And the weekends even seemed harder because then I was home longer. And guess what that meant? I thought about food more and I had more food around me and I might just lose it and go off the rails. So if that's you, today's acronym of REST is going to help you in so many ways. You aren't lazy. You're living. You're allowed rest. God gave us rest. He actually rested after he created everything. And in order to create the best version of you, the version that you don't have this disordered relationship with food, with exercise, with your body, with all these negative, nasty beliefs, you have to grant yourself rest. So I won't pretend to be a clinician. In fact, I never do on the show. I want you to know that everything that I speak to you about is something I have studied or has been researched. And I always do my best to provide all the statistics, all of the resources, and to give credit where credit is due. And I never, even with my own one-on-one clients, try or pretend to try to be something I'm not. But I will tell you, my experience has proved me again and again that it's so important to work with someone that actually has had lived experience. So I am all for you finding a clinician. I am all for you working with a dietitian. And I am all for you working with a coach that's not me. But I want you to know that whatever it is that you decide to do, whatever it is that you decide to lean into as you experience healing from this, you don't have to have all the answers. The best thing that you can do if you decide to experience healing from this, no matter who you partner with, is to give yourself permission. And I'm going to talk about that permission in today's episode when it comes to rest. but a clinician can help talk to you about DBT therapy and what that means. But essentially, this type of therapy can help in managing your emotions. And I'm not going to go into all the details there, but today's episode is centered around the acronym of REST that ties back to this therapeutic practice. Here we go. The R in REST means to relax. This one is to relax. I want you to surrender. I want you to give up control. I want you to let go of the bondage, to pause, to pray, to stop, to step away. The E in REST is to evaluate. Get in tune with your feelings, your emotions, and reframe them with the facts. Are you really going to blow up if you don't go to the gym tomorrow? Or are you actually going to heal this disordered relationship that you have with the gym? Lean in, friend, and evaluate. The S in REST is to set an intention. And in terms of how I view this one, what does my best self mean to me? What's one thing that I can do to take a step in her direction? I want you to plan, I want you to pre-decide, and I want you to set intention. And then the T in REST is to take action. This is probably the hardest part, is to actually do the thing that you've been thinking about doing, but feeling awkward in doing it, like resting. For me, to go all in, day after day, to exercise. I hated it so much, and yet I pretended like I liked it, and I actually had this belief in my mind that I did like it. And when I stopped doing it, it felt freeing. It felt like relief. It felt like my body just needed to be for once. The T is take action. And that means to put that step in motion, to practice, and to not give up. Don't wait for your eating disorder. It's not going to ever allow you to take this action, but you can give yourself permission to take action. Give yourself permission to rest. In this case, that action is actually resting. Resting, it isn't a reward for work. It's part of the work. It's part of the recovery work, and it's part of what's going to get you to freedom. And Matthew 11:28 says it best. Come to me, all you who feel weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Says, if you feel weary and burdened, grant yourself permission to rest this week. Grant yourself love and compassion and grace. The world is not going to crumple and fall apart if you don't get in your exercise this week. Your body might actually be able to rejuvenate. It might actually be able to restore. You might actually experience relief and maybe even refresh your mind in the process. You see, the hardest thing for me outside of gaining weight in my recovery journey was stopping exercise. And little by little, day after day, permission after permission, telling myself I deserved rest, telling myself I'd probably exercise enough for the next 5 years. And so I was okay to sit and be. I was okay to find out who I was. I was okay to sit with my thoughts. I was okay to rest. And you are too. In that process, I found yoga, I found meditation, and I gave myself grace upon grace. And I'm not a magical unicorn, friend. If I can do that, if I can have an addiction with exercise, if I can completely break the chains of that and the bondage, I know that's God's plan in your life too. So if you feel like resting's hard, if the thought of giving yourself rest seems excruciating, the next time you step on that treadmill, try jumping off 1 minute earlier. And then the day after that, try jumping off 1 minute earlier, because I believe in you and you deserve to rest. Hey girl, before you go, I want to share what is upcoming over here in herbestself.co. I want to hear from you. I hope that you're loving the content that I've been putting out lately on the podcast. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your topic ideas. I want to hear your struggles, your challenges. There's a couple ways that you can share those things personally with me. You can go on out and email the team, info@lindsaynickel.com. I read every single email. And you can also go on out to herbestselfsociety.com and come hang out with us in our private community where you can get encouragement to rest. And also, If you're looking for freedom from this debilitating disease that's been controlling your life for way too long, and you don't want to do it anymore, you don't want to sit in the chains, then I encourage you to fill out a client application. You can do that, and we can partner together so that you can take steps forward that are going to help you heal your life. Go to herbestself.co and you'll find all the details there.